Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Oh, yes. This is a completely real technology. Once you die, we simply and safely remove your brain and freeze it in here.
The poem The Kraken by Alfred Tennyson and the novel 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea by Jules Verne solidified our cultural obsession with the mysterious creature. The Kraken was everything about the ocean that we fear.
At the closing, I sort of jokingly asked if the house was haunted, and the person from whom I purchased it, his name is John, basically said, "Funny you should ask me that." He said the current tenant that was still in the house was always asking what was happening on the second floor, and that she could hear people up there.
Today, we'll sample three podcasts. Get set for Welcome to Night Vale, Mythical Monsters, and Paranormal Porkopolis. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. We're in the Halloween season. This week's Start Here has three petrifying podcasts to get you in the spooky mood. First up, we're traveling to the mythical town of Night Vale to hear from a podcast with over 150 episodes of strange and startling stories. In the twice-monthly podcast Welcome to Night Vale, you'll be transported to the small, mysterious desert town where every conspiracy theory is true. Hear from Night Vale's community members as they update you on the weather, town news, announcements from the sheriff's secret police, mysterious lights in the sky, dark-hooded figures with unknowable powers, and community events. So there's always plenty going on. And don't worry about starting from the beginning. Time works in strange ways in Night Vale, so your listening experience shouldn't be any different. Here's a sample for you from the recent episode called The Trouble with Time. In this episode, time has been restored to its, quote, normal state after a recent disruption in the continuum, and everyone in the town is growing more scared of aging. In this little snippet, the town is in an uproar, and one newcomer claims to have a solution.
A different angle is being taken by newcomer to town, Casper Rhodes. Casper says that he has conquered the ultimate obstacle, death itself. He does this by freezing the brain upon death until it can be resuscitated by advanced technologies of the future. Cryogenics means never having to say, "I'm dead," Casper declared, whirling around the red cape he wears and wiggling his eyebrows. Oh yes, this is a completely real technology. Once you die, we simply and safely remove your brain and freeze it in here. He indicated the disused grain silo on the edge of town. "That thing is full of brains," he said, "and each of those brains will be reanimated to a bright and beautiful future hundreds of years from now, and you can too, for a mere $10,000. Payable up front, no refunds offered." Suspicious journalists asked if they could take a peek in the grain silo and see if it was actually full of brains. But Mr. Rhodes blocked the door with his body. He said. "Opening the door would mess up the, freezing process. Wouldn't want that to happen. You'll just have to trust us." And now, traffic. It's looking pretty clear on the roads right now. There isn't a single car to be seen. The parking lots are barren. The highways are mere doodles of the gods without the roaring machines that give them purpose. Where did every car disappear to?
From the podcast Welcome to Night Vale, you can get more from the most haunted little town in all the land on Welcome to Night Vale, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. And of course, what would Halloween be without a few good monsters? You'll find creatures of all kinds on this week's new Podcast Central edition, Mythical Monsters. Join host Vanessa Richardson as she tells the stories of the great beasts of world mythology. going beyond their roles as foils to legendary heroes to explore what these monsters reveal about our common beliefs and fears and about the culture these creatures arose from. From dragons to sea serpents to demons and more, Mythical Monsters goes beneath the scales and claws to discover the ancient truths behind some of the history's most famous notorious beasts. And here's a clip from the episode of Mythical Monsters that explores the Kraken. It's a massive squid-like monster born of the rich mythology of the ancient seafaring people of Scandinavia. In the snippet, Vanessa details just how this monster took hold in our collective consciousness and why it remains there today.
By this point in history, the legendary monster had solidified itself in the scientific canon. In 1735, Swedish naturalist Carl Linnaeus included the Kraken in his book of taxonomy, Systema Naturae. He officially named the monster Microcosmos marinus and classified it in the cephalopod family. Then in 1802, French naturalist Pierre Denis de Montfort drew a famed depiction of the Kraken in his book. The drawing portrays the Kraken as a massive octopus, wrapping its tentacles around a large vessel. Thus opened the door for the 19th century to bring the sea monster into the spotlight. The poem The Kraken by Alfred Tennyson and the novel 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea by Jules Verne solidified our cultural obsession with the mysterious creature. The Kraken was everything about the ocean that we fear, the massive unknown, what seemed like intentional aggression, an intelligent being so vicious and cunning that it was a threat to the most dangerous sea creatures. But most frightening of all was the fact that the Kraken could have been real.
New to our collection, Mythical Monsters from Parcast. Learn more about the beasts that have stood the test of time and maybe scare yourself a little bit while you're at it on Mythical Monsters, now available on WVXU's Podcast Central. So maybe you're looking for some scares on this Halloween, a little closer here to home in Cincinnati. Well, look no further than this week's featured local podcast, Paranormal Porkopolis. Hosts Heather, Amanda, and Sam will be your ghostly guides as they take you on an audio tour of some of Queen City's most haunted locations. Cincinnati is no stranger to the paranormal, which you will find out as you travel from Deer Park to Oxford to downtown and everywhere in between. Learn the rich history behind the haunting as the Paranormal Porkopolis team tracks down all the poltergeists that call Cincinnati home. Here's a sample for you from the episode of Paranormal Porkopolis titled A Haunting in Newport. From the banks of the Ohio River comes a listener-submitted story about a two-story house in the 1800s, an unsolved murder, and a scared little boy. In this clip, the listener describes his first experiences in his historic, haunted Newport home.
I purchased a house in the historic district of Newport in 2000 and was the first person to own the house outside of the original family that built it in the late 1800s. I started doing some renovations. When I bought the house, it was considered a two-family home that was a rental, but no one had been on anything other than the first floor in years. At the closing, I sort of jokingly asked if the house was haunted, and the person from whom I purchased it, his name is John, basically said, "Funny you should ask me that." He said the current tenant that was still in the house was always asking what was happening on the second floor, and that she could hear people up there. She also claimed to have seen or heard a little boy running around. I didn't lend much credence to the claims and started renovations after moving in. She moved out shortly after the purchase. Things were fairly nondescript for a while, and out of nowhere, I was walking from the kitchen to the living room, and the area that was being used as a bedroom during renovations was off to the right. I had no door, and it was totally dark, except for the little boy standing there looking around. It was kind of like you took a totally lit body and popped it into a totally dark room, and he looked as real as the brick wall surrounding him. It wasn't a glance. This was me frozen for what realistically was about 10 seconds, but it felt like much longer, watching this little boy standing there looking around. He finally looked at me and walked off in the direction that was a closet, and he just disappeared
Our local podcast from our local creators, Paranormal Porkopolis, a podcast about the Queen City and the ghosts who haunt her. Take a tour of some of Cincy's spookiest spots with Paranormal Porkopolis, available on WVXU's Podcast Central. And check them out for yourself if you dare. It's time to see what podcasts are sweeping the nation now on the Apple Podcast Charts via iTunescharts.net. Well, along with another week of the Big Three, Office Ladies, The Mysterious Mr. Epstein, and The Thing About Pam, leading all the podcasts across the country, there's another one bubbling up that might be perfect for your Halloween listening. It's called Full Body Chills, and it's a great ghost stories application designed to tickle your true crime bone. And it's only been on the charts for a little over a week, but it's already in the top 10. That's Full Body Chills on the Apple Podcast Charts. To learn more about Full Body Chills and the other podcasts we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more information about podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at wvxu.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call us at 513-294-8030, and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Tripp Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.